Thank you very much, Brother Ahmad Dida. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, before we enter into questioning, I'd like to cover a few points. Number one, I did mention at the outset that this is the first of a series of lectures. We invite you to attend all those lectures. The first one after tonight will be tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the Rockland Civic Center, Mitchell's Plain, where, as mentioned earlier, the topic will be Muhammad, the natural successor to Christ. For the rest, you can read it behind the pamphlet. We are making a video recording of whatever has been said and whatever will be said tonight. We make bold to say that there's no copyright to it. If you want to come to the other lectures, you wish to bring with a tape recorder, you are free to do so. If you wish to come and make a video and you can get permission from the authorities at the halls, you're free to do that also. Feel free to bring your friends, wherever they may be. Feel free to bring them along to come and listen to the lectures. When it comes to question time, as I look at the people now, there are very few of you that I do know. I don't know how you have received the talk. I don't for 1 minute believe that you are going to accept or just agree with whatever Ahmad Dida has said. You are free then for clarification, or even if you wish to differ with him, please put the question and he will answer. All I ask then is that first of all, you wait your turn, number one. Number two, ask one question at a time, and if you have got more than one question, go to the back of the queue if there's going to be a queue. Number three, I would like one thing, that if a person puts a question and you feel in your mind that he is being sarcastic, that he is being silly, or that he is being stupid, please keep your feelings to yourself. Every man is entitled to ask his question. Please do not shout any man down. And when an answer is given from Mr. Dida, I trust you will give him the same respect. Give him the time to answer, and please do not shout him down with another question or with a statement. We now invite anybody to come up to the microphone in the passage here and to put any question that he or she may want to ask. It is over to you.
Good evening, all of you. Now, Mr. Ahmad Dida, I have always heard about you, and my desire was always to talk with you, not in the state to argue or anything else. And I don't want to make excuses, because why, that's not a thing. I have heard you were talking about Dumanis. Now, I also want to say something about this, then I'm going over to my questions. There's one different thing. God has also His Spirit. Now, when I wanted to go to a Bible school, the Lord stopped me from going to CEBI in Sharia State, Klipfontein Road. You are Mr. Ahmad Dida. I just want to get a clearance on this. Not to say that I am going against you, as I've already said, I'm not making excuses. Now, you have said that Jesus is not Muhammad, but that Jesus is not, Moses is not talking about Jesus, but about Muhammad. Now, I believe that Mr. Dida has also gone to Bible schools, etc., etc., as you have said with your own mouth, of selling the sugar, etc., etc., to the other missionaries, and how they teased you. I like that joke, because why, it made me laugh, not for a joke, because it's the earnestness for your faith. Now, in Moses 18:18, as you have said, it's true, which you have said about that. I agree, but then there's points to go on. I have first taken Matthew 14:16, John 14:16, where Jesus has also said and has talked about someone to come. And I also believe that you say that this is the same, it's Muhammad. Right? Now I want you just to be patient. I'm going on scriptural just to go with and to say why I believe that Muhammad was not Jesus. Not to go against the Islamic faith, because that's Christianity, not to go against anyone's faith. And that's what I want to say. It says in Moses 18:18 that as you say that Jesus, that God will rise up someone likewise to the one called Moses. It's a fact, as you have said. But then it's revealed to that it was so. It says, you understand Afrikaans, Mr. Ahmad?
No, I don't.
I'll read it and I'll translate it to you. In Luke 7, dit lees in Afrikaans, as jylle miskien hoor dat ek miskien verkeerd daarin leid of so, dan is jylle reg om vir my recht te stel en sovoorts. Dit lees so,
ja.
Nadat Jesus een wonderwerk gedoen het.
Just one thing, brother, before you go on. We would like you to put your question, you know, we would like to be patient with you and not to feel that you are cut down.
Mm.
If you could put the question, then I can get you an answer. Right.
Okay. In vrees het allemaal aangegrepen. Dit wat achter Jesus een wonderwerk gedoen het, die Jesus wat ek van praat nou. Terwyl hulle God verheerlik en sê, een groot profeet het onder ons opgestaan, en God het sy volk besoek. Dit was nou die Israelitiese volk wat God daarvan praat. Nou daarom trend, is it so, that not Jesus said also that he is the great prophet, but the people, that was even Jewish people, but it was from another city called Nain. They said that a great prophet has risen amongst us.
Brother, could I ask you to put your question, because you have quoted Luke 7, where you said that the people have said that God has raised up, that Jesus is a great prophet, and that he's probably the prophet referred to in 1818. Could you put your question, then we'll get an answer.
Okay.
If you would like time to put your question properly, then maybe somebody else can come up and ask a question in the meantime.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else, please?
Assalamu alaikum. My dear Ahmad Dida, I was very impressed with your speech tonight. But as a Muslim, there is something that is not clear in my mind. And I think a lot of other people would also like to get some clearance on this matter. Of course, you did quote that it is said that Prophet Muhammad would be the one. I mean, you said that, he's quoted that he will be raised from amongst their brethren. Now, of course, this means that he will be a great person. But why did God give him that greatness, which was so short-lived? Why did he achieve that greatness only for 23 years of his life? Why wasn't he a great man from the time he was born? Why wasn't he so great? I wouldn't say great, but why wasn't he so popular like Jesus was? Why did he achieve world popularity only years after his birth? Could you explain that to us? I'm sure you will do a lot of justice to a lot of other Muslims and non-Muslims in this place.
Why did God wait for 40 years before revealing the Quran to the Holy Prophet Muhammad? Suppose the Quran was revealed to him at the age of 30. Say like Jesus Christ, he was baptized at the age of 30 in the river Jordan by John the Baptist. So look, Why 30? Why not at 25? And if it was 25, why not at 20? Why wasn't he born with a book in his hand? These are questions that you have to address to Allah. You see? As I said, the Quran is a book of telegrams. Remember? The Quran is a book of telegrams from Allah through His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now you have to send a telegram to Him, God Almighty, asking why did you wait till the age of 40 before you delivered this message to Him? It's not me, it's not in my hand. He chose Moses at the age of 40. He chose the other prophets, David at the age of 40. He chose Jesus at the age of 30. That's His business. When the time is right, the message is given. With regards to greatness, you see, if you read, I don't know whether you're in touch with what is going on in the world today, a certain Michael H. Hart has written a book called The Top 100. The most influential men in history. And you see the number one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Times magazine, the greatest leader of all time, Jules Masselman, a Jew, a United States economist, is the greatest leader of all time, was Muhammad. Lamartine, in his History of the Turks, is the greatest man that ever lived, was Muhammad. I'll be dealing with this aspect of greatness in the third lecture, I think. Muhammad the greatest. So I hope you will hold your horses till then. Why did God choose this man, you know, at the age of 40? And why is he recognized today? In the lifetime, every prophet, you know, you made a statement, I think that maybe you didn't know, you slipped out of your mouth, that Jesus was a great success. You know, Muhammad had to make migration. His companions had to make two migrations to Abyssinia. Jesus was a great success. That is not true. You know it's not true. You know what was his end, according to the Christian, what they say? The man was killed on the cross. Is that greatness? Is that success? And all his disciples forsook him and fled. They left him in the lurch. All! 100% failure. And today, the Christian, well, I'm not following Jesus at all. According to that Michael H. Hart, he says that, you see, the honor for Christianity should be divided between Jesus and Paul. And actually, Paul is the real founder of Christianity, not Jesus Christ. So even as a religion, the religion that is carrying his name, Christ, Christianity, is not his religion. So I think, you know, my son, you should check up these things, you know, before making a statement to say, you know, this man was more successful than the other. The most successful of all religious personalities is Muhammad, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, edition, 11th edition. Most successful. Well, I don't know, nobody paid, I don't know who paid them, you know, to write that down.
Note here, Jesus is not like Moses, but Muhammad is like Moses. Moses, I do believe, performed miracles. Jesus performed an abundance of miracles. But I have no knowledge of Muhammad performing miracles. Could Mr. Dira just elaborate on that? Yeah, I'd like to say that Jesus is like Moses because they both perform miracles.
The question is, if it's not, well, it's not very clear to part of the audience, that Moses performed miracles, Jesus performed miracles, but he has no knowledge whether the Holy Prophet Muhammad performed miracles. Now in the book of tradition, more than 300 miracles are ascribed to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the Muslim does not make an issue of it. Because those miracles of the prophets gone by are things in books. They are a matter of history. So saying that, look, my prophet did this and your prophet did that. But here, again and again, Allah, but are you listening, brother? I say that you are, you see, your head is down there. I don't know whether you're listening to me. If you look at me, then I can address you.